Part 1, 1963 to 1971. Chapter 1, An Economic Hitman is Born. It began innocently enough. I was an only child, born into the middle class in 1945. Both my parents came from three centuries of New England Yankee stock. Their strict, moralistic, staunchly Republican attitudes reflected generations of Puritanical ancestors. They were the first in their families to attend college, on scholarships. My mother became a high school Latin teacher. My father joined World War II as a Navy lieutenant and was in charge of the Armed Guard gun crew on a highly flammable merchant marine tanker in the Atlantic. When I was born in Hanover, New Hampshire, he was recuperating from a broken hip in a Texas hospital. I did not see him until I was a year old. He took a job teaching languages at Tilton School, a boys' boarding school in rural New Hampshire. The campus stood high on a hill, proudly, some would say arrogantly, towering over the town of the same name. This exclusive institution limited its enrollment to about 50 students in each grade level, 9 through 12. The students were mostly the scions of wealthy families from Buenos Aires, Caracas, Boston, and New York. My family was cash-starved. However, we most certainly did not see ourselves as poor. Although the school's teachers received very little salary, all our needs were provided free. Food, housing, heat, water, and the workers who mowed our lawn and shoveled our snow. Beginning on my fourth birthday, I ate in the prep school dining room, shagged balls for the soccer teams my dad coached, and handed out towels in the locker room. It is an understatement to say that the teachers and their wives felt superior to the locals. I used to hear my parents joking about being the lords of the manor, ruling over the lowly peasants, the townies. I knew it was more than a joke. My elementary and middle school friends belonged to that peasant class. They were very poor. Their parents were dirt farmers, lumberjacks, and mill workers. They resented the preppies on the hill, and in turn, my father and mother discouraged me from socializing with the towny girls, who they called tarts and sluts. I had shared school books and crayons with these girls since first grade, and over the years, I fell in love with three of them, Anne, Priscilla, and Judy. I had a hard time understanding my parents' perspective. However, I deferred to their wishes. Every year, we spent the 3 months of my dad's summer vacation at a lake cottage built by my grandfather in 1921. It was surrounded by forests, and at night, we could hear owls and mountain lions. We had no neighbors. I was the only child within walking distance. In the early years, I passed the days by pretending that the trees were knights of the round table, and damsels in distress, named Anne, Priscilla, or Judy, depending on the year. My passion was, I had no doubt, as strong as that of Lancelot for Guinevere, and even more secretive.